God of mercy, God who is faithful, God of love, God of hope. Repair the breach, because it feels like we're going down. And of course, the breach is always repaired. The chasm is fixed through Jesus. So give me eyes to see and a heart to bear witness to the blessings that abound, especially in these difficult and long days. All is not lost, because that's always your story. And yet, in this moment, I might feel lost and confess to you my weariness, my utter exhaustion, my anger from all that is happening in Minnesota and my own personal life and in the life of the people I serve. Can I get a witness, please? Could someone else figure out what to say in your name today? Because preaching into this and walking the tightrope and telling the truth of Jesus, did I mention how weary I am, God? And I know you've got my back, you've got my heart. You will hold me and you will drag me along when needed. You are the reason I have anything to say at all. You are the reason I have any hope to point to at all. So thank you, God, for blessing me with this calling, this utterly impossible, amazing call to speak faithful words and stand in holy spaces with people and point to you and to declare the words of Jesus. Blessed are the ones who don't seem to be blessed by the world's standards. Thank God. And it includes me. It is part of me. And it is for all of us. Your blessing turns it all upside down, and it gives me ridiculous hope. Fill me with that ridiculous hope today, like a really big dose, please, God. I pray for my family, for those who I love the most and best, the ones who are part of my DNA, who are in my heart and whose names are on my lips most often. Draw us together, hold us fast. Guard our heart and minds in your love and mercy. Help us to practice this love you have given us with one another so that we can love the world. And I pray especially today for my CGP friends, especially for those in grief, for Shannon Wachter and her family as they grieve the sudden death of their dog, Bear. Krista Strom as she grieves her mom, Gretchen Pierscala as she grieves her sister, Christy Mitchell as she grieves her husband, Becca Krogstad as she grieves her mom, Scott Richards who grieves his dad. We give thanks for those practicing civil disobedience, for their witness and courage through your Holy Spirit, for Drew Yackel, for Paul Graham, for many others who we know and love within Minnesota and around the world, around our country. For those in need of healing, for Brittany Milieu, Krista Forsyth's mom, for Deborah Leonga, for Dale Degner, Ben Hilding, Nissa Peterson, and her grandpa Roger. And we pray for Peg Morose as she celebrates her last Sunday with the people she's been serving for these last 3 years. We pray for colleagues presiding at difficult funerals and walking with their people in their grief. This is its own kind of grief that I too bear. Thank you, God. What an incredibly icky, special, and scary time to be a pastor, a deacon, a chaplain. Everything I do is rooted in your love, and that is as strong as anything can be. Help me to trust you, to trust your strength, and to remember this strong love is for me. Amen. Okay, CGPers, you are doing it. Your small acts of love, getting meals to people trapped in their homes, driving people, scoping out the streets, being legal witnesses, praying and worrying for your people and your community. These are not small acts of love. They are amazing. Just by being you. You are saving the world. I mean, I know that's for Jesus to do, but you know what I mean. Keep following Jesus. You're doing it. You're totally doing it. You are hope with skin on. And also sit down and get a glass of water. Put on some chapstick and some lotion. Take a few hours off or a whole extra day off. Breathe in and out. And remember, once you've stopped screaming, you'll hear the angels say, God is with you. And angels don't lie.